Life Audio.
You're listening to the Million Praying Moms podcast, where we're dedicated to helping moms pray God's word for their children in the areas they need it most. I'm your host, Brooke McLaughlin. Over the last decade, I've helped over 75,000 moms make prayer a priority for their families. My mission is to help you do the same. Prayer is not a last resort. It's our first and best response to the challenges of parenting, a partnership for the hearts of our children that God invites us into. Today's devotion and prayer is taken from my book, Praying for Boys, Asking God for the Things They Need Most. If you'd like to learn more about it or get a downloadable prayer guide to help you follow along with this month's prayers, visit today's show notes at millionprayingmoms.com. After this short word from our sponsors, we'll pray God's word together for our children.
Is it hard to spark meaningful conversations with your kids? Whether you're a homeschool hero, planning activities for the next family vacation, or simply gathering around the dinner table, we've got something that can help. Introducing the Daily Family Conversation Starter by best-selling author Katie Clemens. This remarkable book offers 365 imaginative ways to connect with your children in just 5 minutes each day, with prompts like, "Who made you laugh today?" or "What would you do if you had a tail?" These simple questions open up a world of laughter, curiosity, and deeper connections. From dinner time to sleepy time, the Daily Family Conversation Starter is your key to creating memories that will last a lifetime. Don't wait to transform your family's daily routine into an adventure of discovery and fun. Grab your copy of the Daily Family Conversation Starter today, wherever books are sold.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Daniel 1:8. Daniel determined that he would not defile himself with the king's food or with the wine he drank. So he asked permission from the chief eunuch not to defile himself. Daniel was a young man committed to obeying God. Scripture tells us that he was stolen from his family and country, made to live and serve a people not his own. We know from Daniel 1:1-7 that he had been taken to Babylon because he was considered a youth without blemish, of good appearance, and skillful in all wisdom, endowed with knowledge, understanding, learning, and competent to stand in the king's palace. In other words, Daniel had had some fine raising. At the time of his capture, he was already a good, smart boy, not to mention handsome. The king's desire was for Daniel and his friends to teach him the language of the Chaldeans. And I don't know about you, but if I were Daniel's mama, I would be so proud. Here's a young man who is not only smart, but so smart that he can actually teach others. Don't we moms want our boys to excel in school? Of course we do. We hope they'll get a good education and that one day all the money and time we've spent on that education will pay off in a successful job. Now, I'm not saying Daniel's mama was happy he had been taken from his home. Rather, I'm suggesting Daniel was a young man a mama could easily be proud to call her own. It sounds like he excelled at everything. Soon after Daniel arrived in Babylon, though, he faced a decision. The king wanted the boys he had stolen fattened up a bit, both in weight and in knowledge. Daniel and his friends were to be schooled for 3 years and given daily portions of the king's food and wine. Unspoken, but apparent in these verses, is that the king's food and wine must have broken some of the dietary laws set forth by God. Our smart, handsome, wise, knowledgeable, competent young man had to decide, honor God or honor the king. Daniel chose God, and God honored Daniel and used him to draw those around him to himself. Which is more important, that Daniel was handsome and well-educated, or that when faced with a choice to sin, he chose obedience? If you're anything like me, you dream of your son becoming a mighty man of God, a man of integrity, a man of principle, a man who loves Jesus. You dare to hope that when the day of temptation comes, he will stand strong and fight for truth. That's the greatest desire of your heart, but I'm guessing you have no idea how to make that happen. Me neither. But I do know this. The best parenting in the world cannot make this dream come true. The only way our boys will become like Daniel is for their hearts to be changed. Remember, Scripture tells us that it's God alone who turns hearts of stone to hearts of flesh. So I'm praying that the Lord will give each of my boys a heart like Daniel, a warrior heart set apart for God, a heart of integrity. Let's pray for our sons. Father, thank you for giving us so many examples from your word of what a life of integrity looks like. Today, we ask you to give our sons hearts like Daniel, who was unwilling to compromise your standards, like Abraham, who obeyed you in faith, like David, who stood up for the living God, like Timothy, who was called to be an example to believers in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity, like Paul, who learned to be content in any situation. May our sons ponder the way that's blameless and walk with integrity of heart, showing themselves in all respects to be models of good works, doing all you've commanded them, keeping your statutes and rules. In Jesus' name, amen. If you love praying together with us on the Million Praying Moms podcast, consider supporting the show with a $5 monthly donation through Patreon. When you join, you automatically receive a new downloadable scripture-inspired prayer calendar for your child every month. Learn more in today's show notes at millionprayingmoms.com. Till next time, friends, the Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look with favor on you and give you peace.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Scott. As a servant of God, wife, and mother of four, I understand the juggle of multiple roles and stages. That's why I created the Encourager podcast to help guide us through the messy middle stage of life. Join me on The Encourager as we challenge the chaos and embrace harmony. Together, we'll create practical systems to balance your roles and fulfill priorities. And we will do it while having joy and energy for both home and work life. Tune in for inspiring stories and interviews, actionable tips, and methods to do both home and work life. Because here, we believe you can do all things, just not all at once.